those online, we feel for you. I don't know if you can feel the vibe here. Hi, kumnandi lana. Praise the Lord. Please do take your seat. Greetings once more in the name of Jesus. We are in the Apostolic Conference. Our theme for 2023-2024 is Apostolos. The one sent forth.
Loyo othunyiwe.
We are using the example of colonizers.
Sisebenzisa isibonekelo sama
colonizers. How effective and powerful their work has been.
Ukuthi umsebenzi wabo ube namandla kangakanani.
Jesus said, "Your kingdom come." Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May the kingdom of God come upon your life. You see, when the kingdom has come into your life, you manifest the life and the character of Christ. We can see it in your life that you have changed. There is a transformation. There is a renewal. We can see the grace of God that truly the Lord has touched your life. You are totally changed. You are totally transformed. So we said you must develop local indigenous leadership. The work of the ministry cannot be done by imports. From the beginning, as you are sent, the number one mission is to replicate or duplicate yourself. We have seen in the life of Christ that he had the 12. He changed the life of the whole world. He set the pace. And even us.
Nathi.
It's very important. That if we are going to make any impact. The kingdom must come. The kingdom must be manifested. The kingdom must be experienced. If the kingdom is within you. Then it must manifest. The kingdom must be seen. Am I to somebody?
Amen.
Can you tell your neighbor indigenous leadership? From ground up. Yeah. We must have strong leadership. Jesus said, all authority is given unto me. The same as he made disciples. He says, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them. It's part of culture change. Teaching them. I always don't preach without saying to the church, wash dishes at home. Yeah, it's a simple task that has an eternal value. Washing dishes. It's a discipline. Some people can't wash dishes. You'll find dry pap on the plate and it's very difficult to remove it. Which means you put it through the water but you never really washed it. The glass is worse. The coffee mugs are
worse.
We can already tell that if you can't wash the dish, your life, you can't wash it. Yeah, your life will be difficult. Mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are continuing. The future is working with God to bring to pass the seven focal points for our church.
Ama point awu 7 ebandlaleni.
We want to fulfill the heavenly vision.
Sifuna ukwenza umbono wasezulwini.
That all men may be saved.
Ukuthi wonke umuntu asindiswe.
You see, when you don't have a missionary mind, when you don't have an apostolic mind,
uma wena umqondo opostoli,
you are the first and the last.
Wena oqala wena ogcina.
You are the alpha and the omega.
U alpha u omega.
So what we start never continues beyond you.
Lokho esiqalayo awuqhubeki ngaphandle kwa dlula wena.
Look at your neighbor and say hi Alpha and Omega.
Ukumakhelwane uthi hi Alpha and Omega.
Yeah. After you there is no other.
Ngaphandle kwakho akekho omunye umuntu khona.
The cell has died in your hand. The cell.
Isele yakho.
The branch doesn't exist. It's a branch by name.
I branch ayikho. I branch ngegama.
You cannot. I mean, if you cannot colonize your cell members.
Uma ungakwazi ukuzinqoba wena.
You cannot change their mind. You cannot make them to stay for training and teaching after church.
Ngeke kubenze bahlale ukuthi baqeqeshwe emva kwesonto.
You are too weak a leader.
Umholi ontekenteke.
You are not persuasive enough to transform the society or the community you find yourself in.
Awazi ukushintsha umhlaba.
You are not serious.
Awusikho serious.
The cell has died in your hand.
Isele ifile ezandleni zakho.
You are not apostolic at all.
Awukho apostolic.
The grace is not on you.
Umusa awukho phezulu.
Oh, you have allowed things to decay.
Umele izinto ukuthi zehle.
There's something wrong.
Khona into engihambi kahle.
Amazi somebody.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I'm very apostolic.
Tshela umakhelwane ukuthi ngi apostolic ngumapostolic.
What I built
engikwakhayo
is become self-sustaining.
Uyazisustaina khona.
Can you say it? What I built?
It's lokho engikwakhayo.
Become self-sustaining.
Uyazigcina kona.
There is a negative side of colonization.
Kune side eli negative lokunqontsho.
You see the failure of the church.
Uyabona ukufaila kwebandla.
Can we go back to the Lord's prayer, the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 10?
Singancwadi na Matthew 6:10.
My screen is off. Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come.
Mawufika umbuso wakho.
Thy will be done.
Mayenziwe intando yakho.
Here on earth.
Emhlabeni.
As it is in heaven.
Njengasezulwini.
What you are saying?
Ukushoyo.
Is that you want exactly what is in heaven to be replicated? God's rule must come first upon your life.
Umbuso uNkulunkulu ufike eqala empilweni yakho.
You must be the example of a person who's apostolic.
Fanele ube isibonelo somuntu.
Not living your will. That's why it says your kingdom come, your will be done.
Umbuso wakho mawenziwe.
When you have been sent but you are doing something else.
Wena uthunyiwe kodwa uzenzela into zakho.
We can't identify. I heard somebody who said he's my son. He's my spiritual son.
Ungundodana kamoya.
He's a pastor.
Ungumfundisi.
So you are my father.
Uthi ngubaba.
So I told him.
Ngamtshela.
There's nothing common between the two.
Ayikho into ebonaka efanayo phakathi kwami nawe.
If I look at you.
Uma ngikubheka.
There's nothing that says we are together.
Akukho ukuthi sindawonye.
I said you are only using my name for your federance.
Usebenzisa igama lami.
Federance of your personal individual intents.
Lokuqhubi into zakho.
Not for the advance of the kingdom.
Hayi uqhubi umbuso kaNkulunkulu.
Was somebody.
Amen.
Can you tell anybody your kingdom come?
Tshela umakhelwane ukuthi umbuso wakho mawufike.
Your will be done.
Intando yakho mayenziwe.
When you talk about being an apostle or apostolos, when you are sent,
uma uthunyiwe,
is to replicate the place where you come from. The other way we could say, we will say ambassador.
Elinye igama kuthiwa uyinxusa.
You carry.
Uyaphatha.
The mandate that is not your own.
Lokho ongasikho
kwakho. You make it your own.
Uyenza kube yakho.
You own it.
Kube yakho.
You manifest it.
Bese uyayenza.
African ambassadors are not like that.
Amanxusa aseAfrica wafana awekho kanjalo.
No. When they arrive in a place,
umefika endaweni,
they work for themselves.
Ayisebenzela wona.
So he says, go and represent South Africa.
Tu ahamba umeli South Africa.
They represent themselves.
Uyoyimela yena.
They start cartels.
Aqale ama cartel.
During COVID we were told of a diplomatic corps selling alcohol.
Nge COVID besitshelwa ngamanxusa adayisa utshwala.
Can you imagine? They get tax rebate. They go and buy alcohol and sell the alcohol at a discounted price. What do you think? He's representing your country. He's showing that your country, something is wrong. He's going to sell alcohol as a diplomat. They run drugs. They keep drugs. When you see they know nobody can stop them. It's a diplomatic car. Tell your neighbor, don't abuse your privilege. Don't spoil our country. People abuse their privilege. Now that you are a pastor, now that you are a shepherd, you have been sent, but you are serving another agenda. Yes. You are serving what? Another agenda. I remember one diplomat I met. He told me. What
mean?
I no longer want to be posted in the Western countries. If I had my choice. Africa. South America.
Nase South America.
East.
Nale eMpumalanga.
There's money there. Tell your neighbor, you have missed the purpose.
Yes.
If it's about money, then you have missed the purpose. The reason why we do what we do. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? What is our vision? Can we recite it? Want to go? We exist
to evangelize
and worship the Lord Jesus Christ in his totality. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to experience
his life,
his death,
and his resurrection.
What are our values? If you have them there, can you put them up for our sake? According to the order of importance. Number one. Number one. This is not accordingly, but number one is relationship. Number one is what? You cannot colonize people unless you have a relationship with them. The kingdom cannot come until relationships are forged. You are a pastor, but you have no relationship with anybody. You don't know your counselor. You don't know those who are in power. Relationship. Relation?
Yes.
When they send ambassadors, the main issue is forge relationship at all cost. The most important commodity in the church is people. Tell your neighbor, it's people. Tell them, you're better than any other thing. But to you, but to Bala peace.
Am I
talking to somebody? I'm saying to
you,
when Western nations come, when they send their missions, they understood that principle. Relationships are premier to taking the environment. Without proper relationships, your cell cannot grow. Without a proper relationship with the parents, if you have children, without a proper relationship with the parents, you are in trouble. Without a proper relationship with the school principal, teachers, you are not going to make it. I sit in Acadia. I used to sit as a director of the seat. This whole Acadia, I can tell you how our kid is not run by government. Government gave the seed power. We have our own security.
Security.
There's police, but we have our own
security.
If you look outside, you'll find them. They have the power to arrest. To do a lot of things. I don't know if you understand. They make decisions here. What business is going to run? In Acadia, you can't come and sell vegetables, no. I've sat in that board. I was the only person of color sitting there. The people who make decisions are not your MEC and the mayor. They will tell them, in Acadia, Acadia is the hub. All hotels are in Acadia. Serious hotels are in Acadia. Money is being made here. This small piece that you look at, billions of rents are changing hands. Big meetings are being held. Yes. So I will sit there and listen. Many years ago, they said, we don't want black people on the streets. No street vendors. When you see these small huts they put, it's part of our ideas to say, you cannot expect that people will be happy. Make huts, let people come and sell here. But the people on the street don't know that. The fight that we have to fight. You know, you're not supposed to sell these meat chops, whatever, kebabs and whatever on the streets. It's not allowed. Because how the city decays, this is how the city decays. When everybody's selling millets, selling vegetables, you just need to go to Hillbrow.
So,
or Johannesburg.
No,
Pretoria is not Johannesburg. No, this is not Johannesburg. Two different cities. Yeah, here we arrest you. But the city is decaying. So I'm saying, you have to forge relationships. You cannot be a very good sent out one. You cannot. Unless you forge relationships. You will not be able to build a church. Unless you forge relationships. You cannot achieve much unless you forge relationships. Yeah. Without relationship, you will not be a good ambassador. You cannot represent Christ. People will never want Jesus you have because you don't have a good relationships. I'm about to somebody. You have come to church. Let me prove it to you that you are not a very good, you cannot be a very good relationship person. Check yourself. Who are you sitting next to? Is it from your campus? Have you introduced yourself to somebody else? Listen, let's be honest. I see the cookies are doing some serious work. The juice. What did you have? Me, I had coffee.
Tea and coffee.
And I was told that the cakes were like out of this world.
Yes.
I said, did you introduce yourself to someone? Who introduced themselves to somebody? Hi, my name is Mr. Miss X. I'm from Midrand
campus.
Nobody, there's no hand that says I did.
I seek his hand.
Did you introduce yourself to somebody? is a weakness. Is a big flaw. It's a big, big weakness. Yeah, a big weakness. You are too weak to be sent anywhere. Do you understand? What if your husband is here? What if your wife is here? And somebody could recommend and say, you know, I met somebody. I met somebody.
Amen.
I met who? Somebody. We marry by recommendation. But since you are not friendly, since you are not relational, nothing is coming your way. Your cell is not growing because I was asking some shepherds and I was saying, do you know your people? I always ask that. When I call the branch, I always ask the
question.
Do you know each other? They say yes. What's your name?
I'm
Faith Siabi.
Oh,
who is it? It's Faith.
Ubani.
I ask, did he come to your house? Does he know where? How long has your cell been running or your branch running? For 12 months.
Aye.
Have you been to Siabi's house? No.
Ha.
Has he been to your house? No.
Ha.
Have you had something to let's sit together and go and eat something? No.
Ha.
So you only meet that cell? Yes. That's why your cell is not working. You cannot colonize anything. You are not a person who's good with relationships. And therefore, you'll always remain a mediocre leader, even though you have the capacity to be one of the greatest. Yeah, you are too small. You can't relate. You are too high. Yeah, you are lifted up. I don't relate. I had a pastor who was preaching here. Others might remember. Is that me? My poor members, I refuse for them to pray for me. After the meeting, I called him and said, you see me? I was very poor. It is the church that changed my life. I want the prayers from the poor people. Because their prayers are genuine. They know struggle. They know hardship. Than pretenders.
Aba pretend.
Yeah, others would say, we are with you, man of God. When they finish here, they go and ravish you. So I told him, I said, me.
Ati mina.
I was poor.
Bin khupe.
I know what the poor go through. So I'm better with the poor. They are genuine. If they have. If they don't have, they don't have. What's somebody? Can you tell your neighbor?
Chelo makhelwane.
Introduce yourself.
Zithule.
Yeah, I mean, start introducing yourself. Look for somebody you don't know.
Uyithule. Umuntu ongamazi.
And go and introduce yourself.
Uhambe uyithula.
And say, my name is. Hello. My name is.
Hello, Phoebe.
My name is.
It's Kamalami who
Saint John. My name is Saint John.
Kamalamu Banban.
My name is Saint John.
Kamalamu Banban.
My name is Mary.
Kamalamu
Magdalene. Thank you. You can stop your introduction. You will continue later.
So Kubera later.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Can I tell you something? Let's stop the introduction.
Let me
tell you something. Something very nice. I was flying one day.
bengindiza ngelinye ilanga.
I was in a plane.
Ngisebhanoyini.
And by the grace of God, I was in a business class.
Ngumusa uNkulunkulu ngihlele kwi business class.
And I was sitting next to another person.
Ngihlele eduze nomunye umuntu.
This person is a South African Canadian.
Lo muntu owase South Africa nase Canada.
He grew up here.
Uzalelwe la.
He's running businesses in Canada.
Waqala ama business e Canada.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
manje
we started talking.
Siyaqala siyakhuluma.
He told me that he's in the fish business.
Wangitshela ukuthi use businessini lika fish.
He was telling me how much of fish. I mean, people do things that we don't even think.
Engitshela ukuthi u fish mngakanani.
So it looked like we are passing time.
Wabuka ngathi nje sichitha isikhathi.
So I asked him about, you know, one of the things that are very important in relay is to ask questions than to talk about you.
Into ebalulekile ukubuza imibuzo kunokuthi ukhulume ngawe.
What do you do?
Ungibuzile wathi nginami ngenzani?
You know, when you are flying.
Yabona umundiza.
And people are sober.
Abantu basopa.
You don't say by saying I'm a pastor.
Awuqala uthi ngumfundisi.
They will not talk to you again.
Ngeke bakhulume na.
Yeah, it is done. Completo. The conversation is done. The guy will turn the other side. He will get the book, something to read. So I said to him, no, I'm involved in, what is the right word? No. This social things. No, there is a term that we use. Huh? Yeah, philanthropy, but it's a big word. Social charity. I said, no, I'm working for a charity organization. It's true. It's true. I'm working for a charity organization. Now, listen.
Lalela.
Now, while we're talking, he's taking, he's sipping his red wine.
Uphuza iwine lakhe libovu.
I mean, he's a big guy.
Uyisikhulu.
He's a CEO of a big company.
Uyisikhulu senkampani.
He's importing fish to South Africa.
Uletha ufishi la eMzansi.
And across the world, Nigeria, Ghana. So, wow.
Hey.
We finished our conversation.
Saqeda ukukhuluma.
He gave me a card.
Wanginika ikhadi lakhe.
He never asked about my charity organization.
Akasanga buze ngecharity yami.
I arrived in the UK.
Kafika UK.
He was doing interchange from Heathrow. He was flying to Canada.
Ubesuka UK Canada.
But I had his business card.
Kodwa ikhadi lakhe bese ngilitholile.
I was asked to go and preach for a pastor in East London.
Ngacela ukuthi ngiyoshumayela kumfundisi East London.
So I arrived in that church and I started preaching.
Ngafika kulelo bandla ngaqala ngashumayela.
Not knowing that my sitting in the plane.
Angazi ukuthi ukuhlala kwami eBhanoyini.
Was a divine connection.
Ukuhlukanisa
ukukhuluma. That I may help somebody in East London in the UK.
Ukuthi ngiyomhlangana nomuntu eLondon.
So I met this couple. I was praying for them. I prophesied over their life.
Ngahlangana nale couple, ngahlangana nabo ngamaprofeta.
And they were shocked.
Bathuka.
And so they said to me,
bathi kimi,
what you said is true.
Lokho kushilo kuyiqiniso.
And they said, this is what is happening.
Yikho kwenzakalayo.
Our business have gone bad.
Ibusiness lethu liye.
We import fish.
Silethu fish.
We import what?
Fish.
So I was in the how can I say? I was in the wave.
Bengikwi wave
of God.
KaNkuluNkulu.
To say to him, I have an answer and a solution.
Yokuthi nginempendulo yakho.
Hey, I immediately took my iPad.
I keep iPad.
Wrote email.
Abhale email
to this man I met in the plane.
Kulo ngihlangane naye eBhanoyini.
I said, you wouldn't know.
Ngathi ngeke wazi.
I've got a business for you in Nigeria.
Ngine business for wena in Nigeria.
These are contacts.
Nabe nazi numbers zabo.
These are good people.
Abantu abahle laba.
God fearing, they'll help you. The rest is history.
Okunye kumlando.
Relay.
Ubudlelwane. Amen. Amen.
Now you.
Wena.
Don't relate with anybody. Since you are driving your 4x4.
Wena ngoba uhamba nge 4x4 yakho.
This is slightly higher than all our cars.
Iphezulu kunezinye. Jesus.
You are thinking it's your status. No. It's the car. The car is designed
to drive in a rough terrain.
Imoto leyo
driving it in the city.
Yohamba emakhaya.
You get it?
Right, all.
Imagine somebody.
Amen.
If you don't, you will not be apostolic.
Ngeke ukwazi ukuba umpostoli.
I know when we talk about apostles, people are thinking, once I'm missionary, you are thinking going to Ghana, going to
Ghana.
Nigeria. That is good.
Kuhle lokho.
But you study your practice in your local community.
Uqala kodwa la uhlala khona.
I was talking to somebody from KwaZulu-Natal.
Ngikhuluma nomunye waKwaZulu-Natal.
No ill feelings, please. You from KwaZulu.
Ningangizwa kabi nina baKwaZulu.
I'm just explaining, and possibly you might identify with what I'm going to say.
Ngenzeka ukuthi niyayibona, nizoyibona into
engisho. The person was insisting to speak Zulu in Pretoria.
Bekafuna ukukhuluma isiZulu ePitoli.
So as a pastor,
kumfundisi,
I felt for him. I said, let me educate.
Hey, ngamzwela.
I said, you'll not get a good job here.
Athi ngeke uthole umsebenzi omuhle.
If you continue this way.
Uma uqhubeka kanje.
I said, you see here.
Athi la,
we speak all languages.
Sikhuluma zonke izilimi.
We don't even speak correctly.
Asikhulumi kahle.
But I'm telling you, we are making effort to make everybody comfortable.
Dr. Senza show ukuthi wonke umuntu wamukelekile.
Yeah. You must listen to Pastor Mesh when he's preaching.
Lalela uPastor Mesh mekashumayela.
I like his Zulu.
Yes, that is Zulu.
Every time I listen to him, I say, my God. His church loves him. I don't know, you understand. He has transcended Bupedi. He has gone far beyond. I mix Zulu and Xhosa at the same time. We are understanding each other.
Yes, one.
That's the purpose for communication. That's how relationships are forged. But if you want to keep your
Zulu,
you better stay in KwaZulu-Natal. Do you understand?
Yes, one.
Yes. You can't be a vendor in Pretoria. It's not possible.
I was a vendor like Pretoria.
Yeah, you can greet and say enda. From there you have to switch.
Lapho fanele
ushintshe. Yes. People are very kind. They realize you are struggling with English. We will meet you halfway. We'll speak our Pretoria Zulu with you. But immediately, if you don't show that you are willing to learn, we are looking at you and say, hey, you better join a political party because that's how you can get in. Imagine somebody.
Amen.
Relationship. Get to the relationship. Yourself. Your cell is not working. You have no relationship. Yeah.
Amen.
You have no relationship. Yes. So this is how I say to people, don't be shocked when we get money and it's not coming from you. Do you think my friend in Canada will forget me? Do you think my members in East London, when the business blossoms up and they say, hey, this fish is tasty, will they forget? Once in a while, don't remember.
Basokhumbula every now and then.
Ish, that man of God.
Huh?
Man of God. The man of God. The man of God has done us good. I have somebody who wrote to me saying, prophet, I'm coming.
What's prophet in years?
But you don't take me as a prophet.
God, we now starting to become prophet.
So it's not working for you.
I eksebenzeli.
It is not working.
I eksebenzeli.
Yeah. So we are saying.
City.
Relationship.
Ubudlelwano.
It's a value.
Kuyigugu.
It's an apostolic value.
Kuyigugu lopostoli.
You cannot come into a place and the English didn't come here and start speaking English.
AmaNgisi awezanga la ikhuluma isiNgisi.
You should look at some of the movies that have been narrated.
Ambobuka iitoreshiwa.
You always have somebody speaking Zulu.
Khona ohleze kuzama ukukhuluma isiZulu.
Yeah. A white man speaking Zulu.
Umlungu ekhuluma isiZulu.
WeZulu. Into.
They know
the apostolic. They know you don't come empty-handed. You have come here, there's nothing you came with.
Yes. Yeah.
To receive. You instigate.
Uyaqala.
Yes. You instigate.
Qala wena.
You instigate.
Uyaqala uqale.
You instigate.
Uqale.
There are certain things that will never open until
kunezinto ezinye ngeke izivule.
Until certain things are done, certain things will never reach your way.
Yeah.
You can try. You can try. You can try. They will not come. Relationship plays a superior. Anyone who cannot, if you are married, listen. Get over your feelings.
Puma kuma feelings akho.
Be mature.
Ikhula.
I'm married.
Ngishadile.
My feelings.
Ama feelings ami.
I've removed them from me.
Ngwasusile kimi.
My feelings.
Ama feelings.
Oh, if I was to go with feelings.
Ube kuthiwa ngihamba ngama feelings.
I would not be married today.
Ngakangishadile namhlanje. Amen.
My relationship is a mature relationship.
Ubudlelwane bami ubudlelwane obukhulile.
Do you understand?
Uyayizwa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I make that decision long time, not today. Long time that you can come on stilettos. You can come on the extensions. You can come on the push-ups. It's not for me. Do you understand? The decision has been made. Regardless of how feeling, whatever, my relationship is not feeling relationship.
How
about somebody?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you can't be a great apostle. You can't be a good representative. Yes.
Amen.
You can be around and not around. Yes, I was teaching somebody. I said, you have to learn to be present in your absence. I'm present in many places. If people are talking, my name will be, if it's a good thing, generosity, my name will be mentioned.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me, says, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. How your name is being held. He says, I don't think there's any person who can speak with about you in a bad light in this place. They will be eaten alive. Really? We try and teach, but most people don't take the teachings. A great ambassador creates relationships.
Lenza ubudlelwane. Amen.
A great ambassador does what? So when we say you are a shepherd, you are not representing yourself.
Awuzimele.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you listening to?
Ulalelani.
Now think about it this way.
Icabange kanje.
You are asked to lead something.
Uceliwe kuthiwa hola na into.
And you are an agent of the other country.
Kodwa usebenzele elinye izwe.
You'll be in trouble with your country. Imagine somebody. Tell your neighbor, I am sent. We have not started our topic. I'm just saying, we are doing our values. We are going back. You see, I came to understand when we were doing 7 days of prayer and fasting. I came to understand how powerful our church is. Yeah. The values we have is Matthew 28. Yes. The whole Matthew 28 is summarized in this value. When I agree, you are not a person of relationships. This way you don't have much. You don't have what?
One girl, the mother told her, this boy is not a good boy. Can you tell your girl? Can you tell the person next to you, this boy is not a good boy? Say ngiyamthanda mama ngiyamthanda.
But I love him.
Can you say it? What love has got to do it?
Ukuthi uthando lufunani.
Those who marry out of feelings and emotions.
Laba bashadiswa imizwa.
You are to be shocked. You'll get a shock of your life.
Uzothuka kakhulu.
Oh, feelings go.
Imizwa yaphela.
Feelings.
Imizwa.
Oh, they walk out.
Ayahamba iphume ngomnyango.
Yeah, and they decide we are not coming back.
It's ayasabuye.
Let's read the verse. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 29.
Asifunde iverse abakorinte bokuqala.
Feelings walk out.
Imizwa iyahamba.
So you better use this verse as your relationship.
Sebenzisa leli verse. Jenge ubudlelwano bakho.
We are talking on relationships.
Sikhuluma ubudlelwano.
Let's read together, one to go. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. So that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though
they have none.
We're talking about relationships.
Sikhuluma ngobudlelwano.
If you want to work with Jesus,
uma ufuna ukusebenza noJesu,
oh, to be a good ambassador.
Ukuba inqusi elihle.
Don't be deceived by your wife.
Ungakhohliswa unkosikazi wakho.
I see you don't like this part.
Tell
me. Pastor Michael. I see Pastor Poxy said to you, this one. Listen, I didn't write the verse.
Angilibhalanga leli verse.
Let's go to verse 7, please.
I see you go verse 7.
We're talking relationship.
Sikhuluma ngobudlelwano.
Mercy.
Mercy.
But I wish that all men were even as myself. Oh, let's read it together. One to go. For I wish that all men were even. But each one has his own gift from God.
One
in the other. Verse 8, please. But I say to the unmarried and the widows, it is good for them they remain. Change the version. Let's get a proper version. This one, I don't like it very much. Yes, let's read this one. What translation is this? NLT. NLT in this regard is born again. Can we read together? One to go. But I wish everyone
were single.
This is relationships. It's an advice by an elder apostle who said to us to walk with God. You need to have a singleness of mind. You need to be single in your feelings, in your emotions. You who's married. You are not married anymore. It's not a divorce. Please, don't go and quote me wrong. You are not married. Behave like you are not married.
Yeah,
I can see some old married people. Why didn't I know this verse before? Oh, you want some more? The scripture says, find the verse. It says, live with your wife with understanding. Treat her as what? It's a weaker vessel. It's a relationship. So you can't divorce. Just take it like. Interpret. I don't want to say it in English because people will interpret it their way. I wish that everyone was singing. Yes, it says, in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. They need understanding. There are people who need understanding. Treat them with what? With understanding. Please take your seat.
Treat them with what?
Ngani? Ukuqonda.
Yeah, treat your wife with understanding as you live together.
Njoba nihlala ndawonye.
This one is trying to equalize. She may be weaker than you are, but she's your equal partner in God's gift. Change the version. I don't like this version. He said, husband, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to your wife as to the weaker vessel. You know, a weaker vessel. When we were getting married, some people bought us gifts. But quite a number of them, we were very poor people. They went to Pep.
Buy a Pep.
And bought glasses. Almost all the glasses were broken. by the time we unwrapped them, if they bought like 12 glasses,
12.
Possibly 6 were broken. They were too delicate. And sometimes you have just warm water, you'll hear ta ta ta. Tell your neighbor, ta 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 is your wife. Ta 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 is your wife. Eh? Weaker vessel. Weaker? I know you want to argue it. Listen, we are teaching about relationships. If you are going to be in marriage for a long time, if you are a man, you must have understand. That's what the Bible says. You can't be a great shepherd without understanding. Sin is part of our life. People will always fail in life. But it's how you respond to their failure.
Yes.
Most people have failed in life because they fail to recognize themselves that they are failures themselves. They will fight the person who have failed. Instead of helping the person, instead of praying for the person, they will post it on the internet and then tomorrow is them on the same thing.
Mercy.
Giving honor to your wife as to a weaker vessel and being here together with the grace of life. And then there is a key that your prayers may not be what?
Yeah.
Hey, that man. Your prayers, if you are married, your prayers are not being answered. Your wife will swear a pill. A lot of men are not making it because their prayers are not being answered. I met one pastor's wife. You know what she said? I was with my wife. Says, law number one. What is the law number one in the Bible? The first commandment. Love the Lord your God. Yes, with all your heart, with all your soul. What is the second one? No. Not according to the woman. It says the second one.
What's always been?
Love and listen to your wife.
What's it turned out?
Is there, if you want frustration, sabotage, destruction, jump that one. Jump number two.
I think, yeah, number two.
Number two is that love.
Number two, tanda
your wife.
Koskazi wako.
If you don't do it,
umungakwenzi,
you are in trouble.
Inkingeni.
Relationship is important. Let's see the second one.
Asifunde lesibili.
Our second value. We're dealing with relationships. We cannot succeed unless we know who we are. If we do not know who we are, we cannot be missionaries. You are unable to colonize 5, 10, 15 people. I feel for you. Mercy. Number two. What is number two?
In his bill.
Sacrifice. It's a value for missions.
igugu.
To be apostolic,
ukuba umpostoli.
Your sacrifice,
uya wenza umhlabelo.
There's no amen.
Amen wahamba.
There's no amen in Acadia. I should have brought my jacket. Hey, I was thinking, I wanted to go shopping, putting on it, but I said, hey, this one is too strong.
It's stronger, cool.
There is no amen.
Oh, amen. In Acadia.
They don't agree in Acadia. You have to forfeit something. You have to forfeit your time. Yeah. Time with family. People are thinking, if you spend time with your wife and children, you'll save your family. It's a lie. It doesn't work. COVID has proved it to us. During COVID, we had more divorces in COVID than you can imagine. You can go and Google it. You'll see. It's not a South African phenomenon. It's a worldwide phenomenon. People are not used to being in the same place. You are just married. So your honeymoon was nice. Together, two by two. Imagine somebody.
Amen.
Sacrifice. Without sacrifice, you can't be a good leader. You can't be the first to eat if you are a leader. You can't be a leader when all your bills are paid. It's not possible. You must pay other people's bills first. I'm saying, it's not about your wife and your children. No. You'll be shocked. Somebody was telling me, he says, oh, what about your children? So I said, what about them? Children spoil even if you are around. I said, my parents, they were thinking I'm a good boy. But me, I know. I say, me.
Get me.
I know.
Nyazi.
That me.
Ukuthi mina.
No good boy. You can pretend. Oh, they are not of pretenders. But when I was growing up, before I came to Christ. Oh, if I tell you the things I was doing with my friends, you'll be shocked. Oh. When we were children, we used to steal eggs. You know eggs? While we were walking in the village, along the cross, you'll find there are eggs here, eggs there.
Hey,
we are coming at night. What do you think? You are righteous, eh? Yeah. We like to fight. We used to fight a lot. Do you understand?
Since when?
So, I know these things you have never done. Anyway, you grew up without chickens, so with us. We grew up with chickens. If the parents are not there, we'll eat the eggs.
Yeah.
And you wash the pot immediately. And you are wise. You cook the egg outside. If you don't know, you cook the egg outside. We used to boil them. To avoid many other things. Do you understand?
Amen.
Hey, the way you are looking at me is like this righteous one. Without sacrifice, you can't go very far. Ask your neighbor, what have you sacrificed for others? For yourself. I mean, if we were to ask you, I said it, if we were to ask you now, dear Willis and your beautiful wife, we are sending you
Siyanthuma
Litsikitsiki
Elusikisiki.
Take what is yours.
Thathani ngokwenu.
Your cat, your dogs, your cockroaches, please be on your way.
Nezinja namakokoroshe.
He will come and say, back to sender. The Lord has not spoken to us. Tell your neighbor, I thought you were an apostle. To be sent. Jesus didn't send himself. He was sent.
One sent.
Can we get the meaning of the word sent? Synonyms, whatever. To be sent.
You
don't make the choice. The one sent forth. I always say others left. I was sent. I've got a proof I was sent. I have a whole video when I was sent. I had elders lay hands on me. Somebody was saying, why did you succeed? I said, I had a blessing. Hands were laid on me. Prophecies were said. Have we found the meaning of the word sent? Shouldn't be difficult. Yes, Pastor Bongs, what does it mean? To cause to go. Hey! Tell your neighbor, we are causing you to go. To cause. What is to cause? Another big word. What is to cause? You are not party of it. We are causing you to go. We are causing you.
Sikwenza.
You are going now. You are going.
We are hamba.
Say no, the church is growing here. There is things
like,
you are going.
We are hamba.
We don't want to go.
Asifuna kuhamba.
I built this church for the past 10 years.
Ngilakhilele libandla iminyaka eyishumi.
When I came here there was nothing.
Uma ngifika la bengena lutho.
So what?
Manje?
Were you not sent?
Awuthunywa ngayini?
Was it your grace? Was it your power? You were sent. So we are still sending you. This was halfway stop. This is mid-rent. You know what mid-rent means?
Huh?
It's mid between Pretoria and Johannesburg. It's not the real stop. Halfway house. That's Midrand. The real name of Midrand is
Halfway House.
Is it not Halfway House, Elder Mbube? Oh, now you are beautifying it. It's Midrand. It's halfway. People used to ride on ox wagons. So they'll come from wherever they are coming and then arrive in
Midrand
and then stay there.
Bam.
Yes, you must understand that whole development.
Yonke le ndawo.
How the person got the land is written.
Ibhaliwe.
It was a bush.
Bekuyihlathi.
Even when they were selling him,
bembona
the land.
Bemdayisela umhlaba.
There was no hope for anything.
Bengibonanga
lokho. Oh, let's sell the guy the bush.
Ayimnike lo muntu leli hlathi.
Sell the guy what?
Mdayisela leli hlathi.
Yes. Sell the guy the bush.
Daisele.
Look how beautiful the bush has become. Everybody wants a piece of the bush. Yeah. When we bought the land in Midrand,
so
it didn't make sense. But that shows you how apostolic our church is. There was nothing to show. But there was a push in the spirit. Go and buy. Buy land. Buy it now. And buy it here. Do you understand? Sacrifice.
Mhlabelo.
Sacrifice. Who could have bought a nice car? What is the car you like?
Maserati.
Which one? Audi. Lexus. Audi as well. Hey. We are sitting next to Germans here. When you start to see them driving out, Masham is already driving out, so he has arrived where you are going. Can you imagine?
Amen.
Send, it says, to cause things that gives rise to an action. To go. To
be taken
to a particular destination. I like that one. To be taken to a particular... We are sending you to Venda.
To me Venda.
And when you are thinking Venda, Toyando, we say, no, sin tumule.
Sitai.
Pass.
Lula.
Deeper. Go deeper into the village. So that on Sunday when you finish preaching, they bring chickens and some eggs. Pastor, God bless you.
Amen.
I had a friend of mine. He preached. It's very nice to preach in villages. They used to give him sheep. I preached somewhere. They gave me cows. Six cows. Can you imagine? Finish preaching. They say, come.
But he was.
Show me. I've got pictures. Here are the cows. They are yours. What do you think? But you wouldn't preach in the village. You think village people don't have money? You know how much is a cow? How much is the cow?
Malin income.
$12,000 to $15,000. From which Malamulele? Even here. Serious. In the city. $15,000. Hey. In the city. You can't get it. Maybe in the surrounding. Because here they weigh it. They put the cow on the scale.
Well,
I want this one. They move it into the thing and then they don't say, no, the other one. Until you meet your budget. 15,000. Okay, let's be conservative and say 10,000.
You
got a good angle, 10,000. So my preaching for 6,000. How much did I get?
60,000.
I've been preaching here so hard. I think I'm moving to the village.
And to sing your Makaya manch.
Eh? What do you think?
Abangan.
But you don't want to preach in the village.
And for Nukshumele Makaya.
Can you tell me that there is a sacrifice?
Okay,
the second part is sacrifice for feet.
Ukuyeka,
ukunikela. To forfeit is to let go of things.
Ukunikela, ukunika izinto.
Yeah. To surrender.
Ukunikela.
To forgo. What is the meaning of forgo? Help me, somebody. I see you don't like my message, you know?
Yeah, it's an itandile.
I can see it. To go before. To forgo.
To go.
To give up the enjoyment or the advantage. To do without. I've been saying, I need cars for missionaries. Can you do without your car? I see Nicholas here saying that I coach him, so possibly I was going to get the car, but he said, Lord, I'm going at the back. Nico, I'm seeing you, my brother. To give up the enjoyment. Hey, Pastor Nani. To give up the enjoyment of the car so that the Lord can use the car. You give it and you say, I'll pour petrol for the next coming 12 months. Get the car with a petrol card.
No petrol card.
Go and preach. There's no amen in Arcadia.
Amen.
I believe that this conference will receive car keys. That go and preach. Yeah. Car keys. With the papers, everything. The car is here. Somebody. Okay, to forgo some enjoyment.
Mercy.
Are we talking to somebody? Amen. Okay, let's finish our values. To fulfill. You cannot be a good representation of Christ while you want to enjoy everything.
Forget
you can't serve God with a salary. If the salary has come, you should know you never worked for it. If you earn a salary, be grateful. That you are preaching and you are paid. Amazing. Amazing. There's no amen.
Amen.
Okay, next please. Evangelism. When these people came, to evangelize is to bring the kingdom to pass.
It's
to teach. The principle of the kingdom is to recruit more workers for the kingdom. Is to draw more men to the kingdom. To make Christ known to them. But you wouldn't do it. No. You are fully colonized. Can we stand, please? I see. You are sleeping on me again. The elderly don't need to stand, please. But all the young people, you have a backbone. There is something called backbone. Can stand and carry you. Evangelism is an advancing infantry movement of the Spirit. Without evangelism, the kingdom has no hope. When we are sending you, the main part of the cell, the main part of the branch, the main part of the church is evangelism. If you cannot evangelize, you are in trouble. We are doing Sunday management while we are at the conference.
Sunday management is
there's no amen.
Amen.
What do you think? What excuse can we give? We win souls.
Si win ama souls.
We consolidate.
Si a consolidator.
We disciple.
Si a fundisa.
And we send them back to the community.
Si
that part of saying training the indigenous.
Si traine, aba,
so that we can be made free, we can move to the next level. The next one, please. I'm really behind. Integrity.
Ubuqotho.
Discipleship.
Ubumfundi.
Walk the talk.
Ukuhamba njengoba
ukhuluma. You cannot be a good ambassador of Christ and you don't stand on the word you have spoken.
Ngeke ube inxusa elihle ungami kule nto oyikhulumile.
You cannot expect people to sacrifice while you don't sacrifice.
Ngeke ukuthi abantu abanikele wena unganikele.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
Landela mina njengoba ngilandela uChrist.
Thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
Only two people said amen. They want Christ, but they don't want the sacrifice of Christ. They want to get married. To people who are not born again. The Bible says, do not be equally yoked. Have integrity. Hey, Kumal, interpret. How do you say it in English? Huh? Don't convert your husband or your wife. Don't take a person who's not born again. Dress them. Have you seen Casper the Ghost? Casper the Ghost. We put a white bedspread or whatever, what do you call it? Linen sheets. On top of a sheet on top of you. And you make some 2 hours. And you come. Hey! Because they just saw Casper the Ghost. Seriously. Integrity. Can you tell your neighbor
integrity?
What makes the work to take root is our integrity. You must be trustworthy. You must be what? People don't go very far because they have no integrity. Yeah. When Samuel was changing gears, he told them, "Did I eat any of your sheep?" Paul said the same thing. "Did I eat your money?" He says, "No." He said, "Doesn't a worker deserve his wage?" Imagine somebody.
Amen.
Doesn't the worker deserve his wage? The next one, please. I think this is the last one. Integrity. Faithfulness. To be trustworthy. To be truthful under all circumstances. People are submitting reports that are inconsistent. Did the branch go on? Yes. Can I tell you my story? I decided to visit a certain cell that on paper looked to be doing very well. But I didn't tell them I'm coming. So I knocked. They opened. I was the first one together with the shepherd. And I said, "Let me wait a little bit so that when I come, I'll find them already in motions." I love you, Jesus. I realized. Okay.
Yeah.
We are waiting. 6:30. 7:00. 7:30.
There's no one.
Say, hey, this cell is interesting.
Jesus.
It has names.
In the makama.
People don't attend.
Abantu kodwa bezi.
Now COVID has come with a new story. We are online.
Online.
What do you think? I have a prayer online every day.
Online.
Even today I had one. Other people didn't attend prayer.
Today.
When I look this way, I see them. When I look this way, I see them. They didn't attend prayer. We have over 100 people who attend every morning. So online is working. It's good to have an online
service.
But you need to manage it.
What's the final we manage?
I'm going to somebody.
Amen.
Because that's where the church is going. During COVID, I was informed by those who market Facebook. That I can have behind the scenes Facebook. Everybody comes into my church and locks in. I can see who's there. It's more like auditorium. So I can see Bishop Blessing sitting there. But people can log in with another item. This way now I log out because I notice that people never log out. Because after they log in, they knock themselves out on the bed. Bishop Clofi was telling me.
Bishop Clofi
he says, with us, we insist that You can mute the mic, but the camera must be on.
Yeah. Mute the mic.
Everybody must attend with the camera on. I think it's a good policy, Willie. We must see them. So it says there is a guy.
It's a corner.
It says in his house he's got a corner. He sits like this on the corner. The head and everything. He balances himself. And he says you can't see if he's sleeping. And he had a glass. He had glasses like COVID glasses. You know, we had a shield. You know the shield. He says there was always a shield between him and his camera. So you can't really see.
That's our bone guy.
No movement. He says he will be sitting. Then once in a while you see the head heating. Faithfulness.
Ukuthembeka.
Dependable.
Ukuthembeka.
Tell your neighbor, you must be authentic.
Kufanele ube neqiniso.
Okay, let's finish this part. Next, please.
Landelayo.
I think we are done with the.
Ngisaqaphelile amagugu.
Amen.
Amen.
Take your seat for a moment.
Singahlala phansi ngosikhashana.
So the challenge is that the future.
Inkinga ukuthi kusasa.
Is working with God.
Ukusebenza noNkulunkulu.
Somebody says we want revival.
Khona uthi sifuna imvuselelo.
Want powerful preaching.
Sifuna ukushumayela okunamandla.
You'll be deceived.
Ungakhohliseki.
It's not the preaching.
Akusiki ukushumayela.
It's the frequency.
Ukwenza kaningi.
It's the frequency.
Ukwenza kaningi.
Frequency.
Is ukuthi nenza kangakanani.
The more you stay in the presence of God.
La ukwenza khona kaningi hlala
kuNkulunkulu. The greater the power.
Amandla bamakhulu.
The greater the manifestation.
Ukubonakala kwamandla kubakhulu.
The longer the work.
Umsebenzi
wabo. The good I've been talking about colonization.
Kade ngikhuluma ngokunqotshwa.
For quite some time. We started with the evokers.
Qale ngama evokers.
Do you remember Jub Jub? Who remembers Jub, the story of Jub Jub?
Ubani okhumbula indaba ka Jub Jub?
Ay, yeah, marshmallow. We call it Jub Jub. Marshmallow and Jub Jub is one thing. Oh, you don't know. What is Jub Jub? It's a marshmallow. Oh, you didn't know?
No.
What did we say with Jub Jub? Let me hear if people remember.
Siteni.
Huh? They don't remember. Ah, you want to tell me all my examples are in vain? Huh? Sister at the back, Sister Pretty. I don't see Elizabeth here. Sister Phoebe, do you remember? What did we say about Jub Jub? Somebody come and tell us.
I guess that's a stale moon. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I can see I'm really pulling you hard. Yes, come, Nakedi, quick. Yeah, you can speak there.
Thank you, Apostle. The story
you
about.
You can go and help. You can go and stand there so that you can buttress and support. Yes.
The story about marshmallow was to teach us self-control, to be able to postpone pleasure now. We read about the study of the marshmallow on the internet where the children were given marshmallows and they were asked not to eat the marshmallow until the parent came back. And then, yes, one ate. God, the promise was, if you don't eat the marshmallow right now, I'll come back and give you two. They were given one. So others ate and the others did not. So the moral of the story was we must be self-controlled and we must be able to postpone pleasure so that we can get
thank you. The marshmallow story is a true story.
It
is a research that was run, I think, for 50 or 60
research
years. They followed the people who ate the marshmallow. They tested the children from crèche.
But testing is as a crèche.
Small babies.
Zingani.
Don't eat until I come back.
Ngakabuyi.
I'll give you the second one.
Uzotholenye.
If you eat,
umuyidla.
You are not going to get.
Are we told esibili?
Deal?
Says one.
Deal.
Yebo.
The babies were happy.
Bachabula.
There is one who took the marshmallow.
Kono wayithatha.
Looked at it.
Wayibuka.
And imagine how nice this way is. Wacabanga
ukuthi imnandi kanjani emlomeni.
And smelled it.
Wayinuka.
You know, that powdery. And decided, let me just lick it.
What I think he caught. I think he caught.
They can't be apostles. If you can't postpone pleasure. Imagine somebody.
Amen.
So the children did what?
Benzeni.
The second child. Or one of the many children.
Lababanye.
Didn't eat.
Bangadla.
20,
30, 40
years. They follow them every day. Every year they go back and check. They discovered that those who didn't eat the marshmallow are the most successful people in life. Because they continue to postpone pleasure. They work for the future. While those who are eating now,
Abuti bulabut.
They don't go very far. First job, they buy expensive car. They block the street. They buy coolers. And they
chill.
Might be the last chill. That was the evokers. What do we say with the women's conference?
We
said colonize, isn't it? Colonize. I want you to have an understanding. To colonize is to take control of a people, an area, especially an extension of state power. Is it not powerful? I said to the women, colonize your husband. The husband were not here. Let's tell them. Colonize your husband. It's very easy to colonize. You give people what they like. They become your victims. Yes.
Yeah.
How people become drug addicts. They are giving drugs as a reward. And they'll continue to do exactly the same
thing.
May the Lord have mercy.
Mercy.
So we are saying to you, to be apostolic, you have to go beyond. Okay, let me stop here. Because we are 10 minutes over.
The time budget.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to take this time to pray. Can we stand?
Please?
And then we go for lunch. I don't know how you are going to manage because the cakes are still alive. We are fighting the cakes. Mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to pray.
Sizokhuleka.
For God's grace.
Musa kaNkulunkulu.
That Father change our hearts. Okay, let's read our verse here, Hebrews 3:1-3. I've not studied. I'm still coming.
Hebrews 3.
Therefore, holy brethren. Oh, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. Can we read?
Therefore,
holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him, who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who builds the house has more honor
than the house.
I tried to teach this verse last year, but I realized that even I was trying to increase my honor, but listen, it hasn't gone very far. The builder of the house is an apostle. He will have more honor. You can build as many houses. Let's read the book of John 17 verse 3. It's my favorite verse. I like the chapter of John. John chapter
17.
Is Jesus giving a report? His apostolic return to the Father. Giving an account of what he has done. Oh, it's a very powerful chapter. We haven't come here. He says, I give a report. Let's start from verse 1 so that they can see it. I can hear your criticism already. That we are really going to eat here, or is it tricking us? Jesus spake this way, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. That day will come for you. Good apostolic persons, when the end comes, you lift up your hands and say, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Verse 2. We're already in the apostolic, but we don't have time to preach. The way you're looking at me is like, listen, it's our church. The food, we bought it.
Amen. It's our church.
And we are the one who cooked it.
It's our church.
We are postponing pleasure. Where's Sister Nugget? We are postponing pleasure. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many
as you have
given. I mean, understand the apostolic. You have to go and give eternal life to as many. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. I remember the camp, Savior of Men. Verse 3, that's our verse. Can we read it together? One to go. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God,
and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
And Jesus Christ, your apostle. That last word.
Amen.
Yes. It's there. It says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Jesus Christ,
you have sent him.
Apostle.
You have been sent. Is there joy? Can you say this? This is eternal life. I say, can you say it? This is eternal life.
This is eternal life.
Yes. That they may know you.
Yeah.
To colonize is to change the minds of people. The Bible says the kingdom of God is in you. If the kingdom is in you, you manifest the kingdom. People want to be like you. People want to manifest the kingdom of God. When Jesus was saying, follow me, I will make
it.
And Paul says, imitate me as I imitate
Christ.
They were saying the kingdom has come. Manifest the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you tell anybody the kingdom has come?
Jelo makhelwane ukuthi umbuso ufikile.
We have just given you a small part of the kingdom.
Sinike umbuso omncane.
Be a cell leader.
Ukuthi iba umholi we cell.
It's too much work.
Hayi umsebenzi mningi.
I don't want cell. My sofas are finished though. Think about me. All my things are finished. My cars have been crushed by members of the church.
Hey!
Hey! I remember one day they came. Oh, Pastor, there was an accident. I said, what happened? They say, I opened the gate and I closed it accidentally. The gate doesn't have a sensor. So I closed the gate. And the gate is, you should see the gate. The gate is huge. It's heavy. It hit between the front door, you know, where the door bends and when you open, it hit that place. So the door couldn't close anymore. You get it? When they opened the door, they couldn't close it.
Hey.
I said, ah, don't worry about it. It's part of the collateral. You look for plier to sharpen, to put it back. Let's see if it closes. Yeah, the door is closing. It's fine. Tell your neighbor, you forget too quickly. That's ministry. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. I want you to pray for yourself. Lord, may I understand the apostolic.
Where
we started, I mean, Jesus, when he talks about it, he says, glorify your son. That your son may glorify you. Glorify your son. You have been glorified. Don't be a prodigal. Don't waste it.
He
said, Jesus spake this word, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son. That your son also may glorify you. Can you lift up your hands? Can you say, Father?
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I thank you today
for your grace
to do more.
I pray
for the apostolic grace
upon my ministry
in the name of Jesus. May I not be like King Solomon.
To look back in my life
and say vanity of vanities.
All is vanity.
Father, I pray.
That may I be like Paul.
That I've run a good race. I've finished my course.
I'm ready for a crown.
May I be like the Lord Jesus. That Father, I finished the race.
It is finished. It is done.
Father, I pray.
May I enter
into the apostolic. May I build strong relationships.
May I forge for the kingdom.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Father.
That 2023.
That 2024.
Will be a powerful year for me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.